And you're back here on Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, your host for Class Eclectic, this Tuesday, July 17th, in the studio with special guests today of members of the North Coast Chamber Players. We were just talking before we started this interview that you're all from different points of the globe, well, not globe, so to speak, but different points of the country in the Midwest here. And you've come up to the Marquette region for a concert to form together as the North Coast Chamber Players. So why don't we have everyone introduce each other? Can we start here with Gary? Could you introduce yourself and tell what you play as well?
Hi, I'm Gary Reeves. I'm a horn player, not French horn, just horn.
Just horn.
I'm Will Peebles. I play the bassoon.
And I'm Deborah Check Reeves, and I play the clarinet.
Yeah, so that's three of the members of the North Coast Chamber Players. We also have Claudia Drozen at flute, Laura Robinson at oboe, and Nancy Zimmerman at piano. And they'll be performing tomorrow evening on this campus of Northern Michigan University in the Reynolds Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m., performing music for winds and piano. And the title is Who's On First? So speaking of who's, who would like to describe what that means and what we can expect at the concert?
Of course, listeners might recognize the famous Who's On First, What's On Second, I Don't Know Is On Third, the famous comedy routine. And we chose Who's On First this year because the sextet that we will be playing along with Nancy, we chose first movements of three different pieces. And so every movement will be actually be a first movement. Worked out quite nicely because the first movement of Who's On First will be a piece that was written by Poulenc, and then the second movement in traditional fast, slow, fast sonata form, mm-hmm. the second movement, which is a first movement, actually is slow. So what we will be programming as the second movement is by Gordon Jacob, and then we end with a quite grandiose, exciting third movement by a French, Austrian-French composer that I can't pronounce his name, so Will pronounce his name.
Ludwig Twiele.
Ah, there we are. There we are. So, essentially, you're programming kind of your own custom sonata with that form in a way. That's kind of cool to have the fast, slow, fast, but with different composers then, too.
And it really goes together well. You know, you would think that, oh, we're going to use those three different composers, and, you know, they're all from slightly different, you know, time periods.
Sure, yeah.
And yet, I think it holds together really very, very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's what you can expect at the Reynolds Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be tomorrow night at Reynolds. And is there any cost for this performance? I believe it's free admission, right?
No, there is. You're correct, Kurt. It's free admission.
Okay.
The only cost is... we do insist upon applause.
Oh, yeah. Pay the musicians an applause, please, please. So we have three of you here. Could you tell us a little bit about the background of the North Coast Chamber Players? We were discussing a little bit ahead of time. This kind of came out of the Superior String Alliance and some of the larger ensembles from previous years.
Yeah, we all met playing in the orchestra for Superior String Alliance. And then when the orchestral part of that program folded, the string camp still is running.
Right.
But when the orchestral part of that program folded, we decided we wanted to go ahead and do quintet music anyway because we enjoyed the genre and we enjoyed playing together.
Yeah.
And so we've kept that up.
Do you all, we're all from different areas from the Midwest. Could you tell our listeners where everyone's from, too?
Well, Debbie and I are from Vermilion, South Dakota, home of the University of South Dakota, and also home of the National Music Museum, where Debbie is employed. But there is a UP connection in that Debbie taught at Northern Michigan University back in the early 90s. Go ahead, Will.
And I'm a troll. I grew up in Mason, Michigan. My dad taught at Michigan State, but I've been teaching at Western Carolina University for the last 25 years or so, down in South Carolina, or western end of North Carolina.
And so now, do you all only get together for events like this in the upper Midwest, or do you all find ways to collaborate at all in other areas as well, or maybe would that be a future plan at some point, too?
I think it would be a wonderful future plan, and eventually we all will be retired. Gary, of course, is celebrating being recently retired.
Hey, congratulations.
In early May. For the time being, it's like that movie, same time next year, you know, yeah. and so right now we're only meeting once a year. Will and I actually share some similar interests in old antique instruments, and so occasionally Will and I get together for various conferences during the year. So once in a while we see each other outside of North Coast Chamber Players.
Sure.
Well, and you and Will also have the similar interest in gamelan.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And several years ago, Will packed up his van full of Western Javanese gamelan, and we did a concert getting some volunteers from the community to help us fill out the section.
Wow.
Great fun. It may have been the first gamelan concert in the Upper Peninsula.
I would bet. But, that's very unique.
We had a lot of fun with it. Played out at the, I think it was for Art on the Rocks that one year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Lovely event to be able to display something like that, too. So, very cool. Again, we're speaking with three members of the North Coast Chamber Players, and the reason for that is they'll be presenting an evening of music for winds and piano called Who's On First? It's a free concert of classical and fun music for winds and piano. We have the clarinetist, we have the hornist, who is not the French hornist, but he is the hornist, and we also have the bassoonist in the studio with us today. That's Debbie Check Reeves, Gary L. Reeves, and Will Peebles in that order. So,
Kurt, we have some other connections as well. Nancy and I have collaborated on a compact disc recording of 20th century music by American composers for horn and piano.
Really?
And we've nearly completed our second CD.
Oh.
This time including 21st century music by American composers for horn
and
piano.
Very cool. Could you tell our listeners where maybe they could pick that up if they're looking for the 20th century and eventually that 21st century one?
Well, the CD that's currently out is available, on Amazon.com or I know at least some selections that are on YouTube.
Sure.
And it's a 20th century horn extravaganza.
20th century horn extravaganza. Excellent. Well, so they could probably just do a Google search and put that in there, and most likely that'll come up too. If we put your name in there too in the search field, I'm sure that'll turn up that way.
Well, just ignore anything else that might come up.
Yeah, have you ever Googled yourself? We don't have to go down that rabbit hole for now. We'll continue talking about the North Coast Chamber Players. Again, performing tomorrow evening, that's Wednesday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Reynolds Recital Hall right here on NMU's campus, and then the following evening at the Boniface Arts Center, and I believe that's also at 7:30. There is a Facebook event post for this, too. You can look up North Coast Chamber Players and find both tomorrow evening's and the Thursday evening performances, both at Reynolds and the Boniface, respectively.
By the way, we're really very grateful to have Reynolds Recital Hall as a performance venue.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wonderful.
It's a gorgeous facility. I mean, I've had the opportunity to perform in there and just be in there and hear music in there, and it's so resonant. So we're really looking forward to Who's On First. That's coming up tomorrow evening. Is there anything else that any of you three would like to add about the performance or about the group itself?
Well, tomorrow night, in addition to The sextet, we'll be doing a small selection of woodwind quintet pieces, including a 21st century piece written by a colleague of Gary's and in mine at the music department at University of South Dakota, Paul Lombardi.
Okay.
So we invite you to come to hear that. On Thursday, the North Coast Chamber Players portion of the concert will be a bit abbreviated because we're sharing that concert with members of the Superior String Alliance.
Right, right. So that'll all kind of coming around full circle, and that's really cool to share the concert space as well with them too. So both events sound like they're going to be lovely programs to take in, so make sure you hit either one or both of them if you're in the listening area here. So wanted to thank you all again, Deborah Check Reeves at clarinet, Gary L. Reeves at horn, and Will Peebles at bassoon, three members of the North Coast Chamber Players, as they present Who's On First tomorrow evening at the Reynolds Recital Hall. Thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kurt. Yeah.